All right, KX93.5 every week is really proud to bring you City Chats, where we chat with another member of our Laguna Beach City department, and we learn about what he or she does and a little bit about what's gearing up for this summer. So Jim Barris is here today, Civilian Services Administrator for the City of Laguna Beach, and I'm glad to finally have you in studio, Jim.
Well, thank you, Tyler. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Yeah, we've known each other for a long time and worked together for a while, and I never knew you weren't on the air with us. I would have invited you much sooner.
Oh, that's great. That's good to hear.
So Jim gets to play a few songs for us today to show his personality, but we're going to learn more about his department and himself. So why don't you start by telling us what is your, again, the most recent incarnation of your title that I've known over the years. What is the Civilian Services Administrator?
Well, if you can say that in one breath, Civilian Services Administrator, I manage the Professional Services Division in the Police Department. It's one of three divisions in the PD. So we have some of the most popular programs in town, including parking enforcement, beach patrol, our traffic control program, the animal shelter, animal control, and our senior volunteers that work for the department.
Gotcha. So, but of course, the main thing that the public focuses on of what you do and the main thing you deal with, I'm guessing, is parking enforcement, streets, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Laguna Beach is a very popular community. It's very nice, as everybody who lives here is well aware. And that's what attracts a lot of tourists. You know, we have 6 million plus tourists that come to Laguna Beach every year. And the city simply wasn't designed to accommodate that volume of visitors. And as a result, we have a lot of demand for parking, but a very limited supply, and that creates some parking challenges.
Is there anywhere else like that that we can think of in all of California or maybe this country that gets 6 million people a year and has a few hundred parking spots? I mean, there can't be.
Well, there might be a few spots. San Francisco can be a challenge. Or
sure.
If you go up to certain areas of LA County, you know, West Hollywood, you know, anywhere that's popular and older, you know, wasn't designed with, you know, the forethought of accommodating millions of tourists, you're going to have parking challenges.
Yeah.
But we're in a small little club. I don't know if that's a good club to be in.
Right.
But yeah, we're unique.
So your thankless job is to make sure parking continues as planned and as we have it. Part of that is giving out parking tickets and parking enforcement.
Yes. Yep.
You know, how's that going? How many tickets are being given out? Do you have some data or statistics on?
Well, in any given year, it can vary, but generally we'll write between 30 and 35,000 parking tickets a year. That sounds like a lot,
yeah.
You know, but if you break it down per month, you know, we're talking about 3,000 a month or so. And that's on top of warnings, you know, that we'll issue. The majority of those are for parking meter violations, you know, people that come down and don't put enough money in the meter. But mm-hmm. we also have a big problem with people who will park in front of residents' garages or park in red curbs. So it's an important function. You know, if you're trying to get somewhere, you know, say, you know, you're a doctor, you know, and you get a page and you have to respond to UCI or Hoag Hospital and some tourist is parked in front of your garage or your
sure.
driveway and you can't
huge
get out.
Problem.
Well, that's a big problem for you and the person waiting in the ER that you can't get to.
Yeah. Do you have any idea how much revenue parking generates for the city every year?
It's a lot.
yeah.
Parking actually is the second biggest source of revenue for the city. You know, from the private sector after, you know, the hotel industry.
Yeah, wow.
So parking fines generate about $1 million in revenue. Then the city experiences about another $3 to $4 million from its other parking operations. That would be the meters, the pay stations, and the little stickers that we sell to residents.
So the next time that we want to complain about a parking ticket or a parking meter or people taking up all of our parking spots, let's remember that's why our coffers are full in Laguna Beach.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest source of revenue for the city is the property taxes our residents
pay. Of course.
But yeah, parking revenues are a big source of revenue. We do something a little differently in Laguna. The council wisely puts it into the capital improvement fund. It does not go into the general fund. So the capital improvement fund is what the city uses to repay the streets, repair
sure.
potholes, sidewalks, that kind of thing. So your $43 parking ticket basically paid for a pothole.
Right. How much has the credit card only parking meters changed or improved the process for you guys?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the convenience of being able to pay with a credit or debit card, it has significantly increased the revenues, you know, from the meters, while also decreasing the parking sites or the violations by 50%. So that's a good thing. You want to make your revenue from people paying up front and not getting it from a parking ticket. So it's made it much easier, much better.
Yeah. Well, while we're still on the subject of parking, and we will transition to other things Jim does, but what is the smart parking app, this new thing that we have?
Oh, Tyler, this is a fantastic new program that the city's launching. So our public works department's been working on this for many years, and we're ready to launch it this year. So Sheree Dupuy and Paula Faust, the director and deputy director of public works, have been working really hard on this program. It's basically going to be sensors. So these little solar-powered sensors made by a company out of New Zealand called Frog Parking, they're going to be in the ground in every metered space in town, as well as the city parking lots and a few private parking lots like a Mission Hospital, the garage down there. So this will all feed into a system. So you, the customer, the visitor, there will be a smartphone parking app for both iOS and Android. You can download it. It will show you where the vacant parking spaces are.
Wow.
So rather than driving around and around and around looking for that golden vacant parking space, you'll just look on your app. It'll tell you where it's at. Once you get there, you can use the app to pay for the space. Mm. So you can still use quarters or a credit card, but if you sign up for the parking app, you can pay for it. And an advantage to using the smartphone app to pay for parking, if you decide to go to a restaurant, for example, so let's say you buy 2 hours of time, and then you're enjoying your dinner, you know, a couple glasses of wine, you meet some friends, and it goes a little long, and you just become aware that you're about to run out of meter time. Rather than having to make that mad dash to feed more quarters into the meter, from your seat inside the restaurant, you can use the app to buy more time.
Great. What's the name of the app going to be? Do you know?
I don't know what the name is. I don't know if it's been selected yet.
Okay.
But we're going to be launching a marketing campaign. The council just approved it at the last city council meeting. So Public Works is really, in fact, they're filming a PSA today.
Nice.
To help get the word out and make the public aware of, Laguna Beach parking app.
Okay. Awesome.
That's Laguna Beach parking app. Pretty basic.
Well, this is a big deal. If anybody has paid attention to why we have traffic in town, the biggest reason, especially in the summer, is people circling looking for a space. That's what clogs up downtown.
Yes.
So is your hope that this will indeed alleviate some traffic?
That is our hope, yeah. That with this app and people being able to drive directly to the vacant spaces, that it, by some percentage, will decrease the volume of traffic and lessen congestion. Won't solve it,
yeah,
but to make it a little less bad.
Hey, anything will help.
And anything will help.
I think that's great news. So Laguna Beach parking app released this summer or sooner?
It's coming out within the next month,
okay.
I believe.
Awesome. Yeah.
So before June.
Well, we've got Jim Barris in studio. He's the Civilian Services Administrator for the City of Laguna Beach on our segment City Chats. We are going to play the fun part now, Jim, where you get to pick songs for us to spin on your little show.
All right.
So your first choice is Route 66 by Depeche Mode. Tell us why you chose that.
I like it. Well, you know, Route 66 is iconic. You know, it comes through, you know, the Mother Road. You know, it comes right here, you know, through Southern California, ending in Santa Monica. And I'm a Depeche Mode fan, so I just like the tune, the beat.
Thank you.
All right, that's Route 66, Depeche Mode by Jim Barris, who may have surprised millions by that choice.
Oh, well.
Jim, you're so cool.
All right.
Yeah, way to go. A little Depeche Mode from Jim Barris, Civilian Services Administrator on City Chats. All right, let's talk about some more fun things you do that aren't just parking.
Yes.
You handle dogs and animals.
We do.
In Laguna Beach. So tell us about dogs on beaches, especially this time of year as we prepare for the summer takedown, if you will.
Well, Laguna Beach is a very pet-friendly community, which is something that we like, of course. And Laguna Beach is a full-service provider. We have our own animal shelter, our own animal control program, which is really nice. But just like with vehicles, you know, the demand sometimes exceeds the supply. And in the case of dogs, you know, it's difficult sometimes to accommodate pets on the beaches at the same time as we have a lot of tourists or other visitors in town. So what the city's done is to make sure that everything goes smoothly and there's no negative interactions between, you know, man and beast.
Mm-hmm.
We disallow dogs on the beaches between June 15th and September 10th of every year between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. So no dogs whatsoever. They can be there before 9 a.m. or after 6 p.m., provided they're on a leash no longer than 6 feet in length. During the other times of the year, you can have dogs on the beach anytime, provided they're on a leash. The sole exception is Thousand Steps Beach at the southernmost tip of the city. Dogs are prohibited there year-round.
I didn't know that.
Yes. And the reason for that is we just can't accommodate dogs on the beaches when there's all those beachgoers.
Right.
We just don't have the wide expanse of beaches that, say, Huntington Beach or Newport does. Ours are smaller. It makes them nicer in some aspects, but that kind of congestion on there just doesn't make for a safe environment to have dogs on the beach when during the summer.
Right. Has this over the years proven to be, you know, less complaint worthy from the locals? I imagine at first it was like, well, how could you? But over time, maybe it's like, okay, I understand. This makes sense now.
I think, you know, I'm making an assumption here, just based on feedback from the community over the years, but I think most people understand it.
Yeah.
We have some residents that disagree with it, you know, that are very passionate about their pets and, you know, have asked the city to consider creating a dog beach somewhere in town. The problem or challenge we have with that is where? You know, in Laguna, unlike in Huntington Beach, where they have their dog beach, people live, you know, next to all of the beaches. There really isn't any beach that's far enough away from homeowners where it wouldn't cause a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that as part of a particular person's campaign this past election was Dog Beach 2019. But
you're
saying that, you know, not in your vision will that occur.
You know, if we could find an area in town where the adjacent residents would be comfortable with it, that'd be great, but we haven't found that magic spot yet. Yeah. So I don't know, you know, that a dog beach really would work well in Laguna.
Okay. Let's talk about the animal shelter while we're on the subject. Tell us a little bit about the shelter services and their operations.
Well, that's a wonderful group of people out there. So we have our own animal shelter. The people out there do a great job. The three full-time shelter employees, which are actually employees of the police department, believe it or not, are the only city in Orange County where the shelter's in the PD organizationally. They are the longest-serving city employees at this point.
Wow.
Yes.
Who are those people?
Nancy Goodwin, Laura Dunaway, and Kathleen Sherwood.
Cool.
So Nancy Goodwin's been working out there since Jimmy Carter was president.
Oh, my God.
She was hired before Ken Frank, the city manager, was hired.
Wow.
So there's a lot of experience out there. But they're aided and assisted by a group of about 40 to 45 volunteers that are wonderful people, too, that come out and really love pets. So between the paid staff and the volunteers out there, they really do yeoman's work. It's just wonderful. Our shelters open all but 3 days. So we only close for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day. We're open all other holidays, including July 4. And they just do great work. If you've ever been to the shelter, it's a very zen-like environment. It's really nice. It's not the biggest shelter in Orange County, admittedly. But it's enough for Laguna Beach and Laguna Woods. And we've got an expansion project proposed in partnership with the Pacific Marine Mammal Center that might be underway sometime next year in 2020.
That's a big deal.
Oh, it would be.
I'll show you this real quick. Our morning show guy, Ed, fosters pets. He keeps this in front of him all the time of all the current available pets at the animal shelter.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Our listeners can't see my visual aid, but he only adopts senior dogs. That's what he does.
Yes.
Because they're the least wanted.
Oh, well, I have some good news.
Yeah.
In that case, there's a private project right next to the shelter that's under planning review right now. This would be a privately owned animal shelter that's being proposed by a couple in town, Amy and Julian Mack. And it would be a a facility geared towards encouraging adoption of senior and disabled dogs.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Because as you just correctly stated, it's the most difficult kind of category of pet to adopt. You know, people generally want puppies or younger dogs.
Right.
They don't like the senior dogs or disabled dogs quite as much, so they'll sit there at the shelter. So Amy and Julie Mack's facility would be kind of geared towards that particular niche mm-hmm. of dog. So it's really nice what they're proposing to do, and it'd be right next to our city animal shelter.
That's amazing news. Yeah, I don't know anybody like Ed who exclusively does that. I've never heard of that before.
That's fantastic.
So pretty cool. All right, well, that's a little bit about parking, and then a nicer subject of animals and dogs. And Jim, let's go to your next song break. So again, Jim Barris in studio for City Chats today. Call Me, Jim, by Blondie.
Yeah.
Just getting cooler by the minute.
Uh-huh.
Why Blondie?
Well, you know, she's a hot... I like the song, you know, Call Me. You know, it's what people do all day. They call.
Well said.
So, see?
All right, Call Me by Blondie. That's Jim Barris's choice today on City Chats, talking about his role as civilian services administrator for the city. So we talked a little bit about summer coming up,
yes.
But are there other things you want to inform the public of? Hey, summer's on the way. Here are some things to keep in mind.
Well, keep in mind that the city has recently begun a village entrance improvement project, so that will change the parking dynamic to a degree downtown. The lots, you know, are much nicer. You know, they have landscaping and vegetation. That's where our new smart parking app will come in handy, so people can, you know, find the parking. And just to be patient, it's a tough town. You know, once the art festivals start back up in late June, traffic, you know, will be tough in town to navigate. But if you're patient, you know, and you just take the time, you leave far enough in advance, you know, you'll have a very nice time.
Yeah.
People should also be aware of our smoking ordinance. That always seems to be a big deal, especially with visitors. You know, we have our message boards up in, at the entrance of town to try to educate tourists coming in. We don't allow smoking anywhere in town. You know, we have a citywide prohibition. So that we think that's contributed to a more pleasant environment by reducing secondhand smoke.
Right. I do want to go back to what you just mentioned about, you know, summer coming and parking being a challenge. Is it in your, do you, have you heard an idea that for you it's like, yep, that's the one Laguna Beach needs to solve our parking crisis? Is there one that sticks with you that you would support, you know, council doing in the coming 5-10 years?
There are a lot of ideas that have been proposed
of course.
To assist with parking. I'm by no means an expert on parking management. You know, likely a garage. I know they've talked about building a multi-level parking structure at the Act 5 lot.
Right.
You know,
seems like the most obvious choice to me.
Whether it's feasible or not, I can't say.
Yeah.
You know, I know the council and the Public Works Department are diligently working on ideas to try and make the parking situation better.
Yeah. Well, fingers crossed. But like you said, we live in the most beautiful place in the world.
Yes.
Patience is a virtue this summer. And I think that's kind of the main point to take
home.
Who
wouldn't want to live or visit in Laguna? I mean, come on.
Right.
Look at today. I mean, it's gorgeous out. The sun is shining. I mean, this is the place to be.
We're very lucky. We have to be grateful. It's 2.5 months out of the year, really. It's not that long.
Yeah.
And then we've got, you know, we've got our beaches back after Labor Day. So,
although we've noticed an uptick. We're busy, not as busy in the off season as we are in the summer, but it's busier than what it was in the past. That drop off after Labor Day isn't as much of a decrease as it was in the past.
Don't tell the people that. They love post Labor Day. They don't want to hear that.
That's a city holiday here. Yeah, right. The post Labor Day day.
Well, thank you, Jim, for all this info today. Is there anything else of great importance that you think we left out that you want to talk about?
No, unless you have any other questions.
Cool.
Enjoyed the time.
We nailed it. We're going to close with your last song, which is a real curveball, Jim. I'm very surprised by this one.
Uh-huh.
Turn Up the Music by Chris Brown.
There you go.
Where'd this one come from?
Well, you know, I like Chris Brown, and so yeah, I thought it'd be appropriate, right? Turn that music up. It's a radio station.
Jim Barris, Civilian Services Administrator for the City of Laguna Beach on City Chats here on KX93.5.
Turn up the music 'cause I'm trying to hear the speakers blow. Turn up.